Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to learn all about the number 9. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and let's write our names at the top of our paper. I'm going to write Mrs. Oldham because that's my name. You write your name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, I said we're working on the number 9. What I would like us to do is count the beach umbrellas at the top of our page. See that picture? There are a lot of beach umbrellas. Let's count. Touch them with your finger and count the beach umbrellas. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now, it's kind of confusing because there's a lot. And what if I already colored one? So even though I told you to put down your pencil, I want you to pick it back up. All right, this time when we count the umbrellas, I want you to put a little dot with your pencil on the beach umbrella so you know you already counted it, okay? All right, here we go. Put a dot when you count it. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so now I know I didn't count any of them twice or forget any of them. We have 9 beach umbrellas. Let's color those beach umbrellas orange. Can you find your orange crayon? Any kind of orange works for me. I'm not picky. And let's color our orange beach umbrellas. Ready, go. While you're coloring the beach umbrellas orange, we can color the umbrella part and the long pole part. Go ahead and just color all of it orange. Let's practice counting to 9 while we're coloring. So go ahead, echo me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right, let's do it together. Keep coloring. Keep coloring those beach umbrellas. Let's do it together this time. Ready? We're going to count to 9. Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 is the number for today. Yes, it is. 9 is the number for today. Yes, it is. I can count to 9, and so can you. 9 comes right after 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is our number for today. Boys and girls, I have finished coloring all of my beach umbrellas, all 9. I just finished. I'll give you a few more seconds. And then finished or not, we're going to move on. So take about 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, put down your orange crayon. Boys and girls, do you see all the beach balls? Let's count the beach balls. Take your finger and let's count the beach balls. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. I kind of feel like, did I count them all? Did I count the same one twice? I don't know. So here's what I want you to do. Pick up your pencil And same thing, just like we did with our beach umbrellas, let's put a little dot on our beach balls every time we've counted one. That way, we're sure to count only each beach ball one time. Ready? You got your pencil? Okay, let's mark a dot on each beach ball when we count it. Ready? Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine beach balls. Excellent. All right, so let's put down our pencils. We know we have nine beach balls. Let's color the beach balls. Let's do blue. Can you find a blue crayon? Any kind of blue will work. I'm not picky. And let's color the beach balls blue. All right, we know there's nine because we marked them off. That's a good strategy to use when you're not sure if you've already counted something. So nine beach balls. I just finished coloring beach ball number one. I'm moving on to beach ball number two. Nine is our number. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine is my number for today. Day. Nine is the number that we're working on. We've got nine beach umbrellas and nine beach balls, and nine is our number for the day. Nine umbrellas, nine beach balls. All right. I'm on beach ball number one, two, three, four, five, six. I'm on beach ball number six right now. If you're ahead of me, go back and make sure you colored neatly. And if you're way behind me, maybe try not to do such a nice job that you think this could go inside of an art museum. It's just for practice. So you don't have to do like the best job in all the world, like it's for sale and someone's gonna buy it. Just do your best. I'm moving on to beach ball number eight, I think. I'm going to count one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Yep. Moving on to beach ball number eight. Nine beach balls, nine beach umbrellas. All right, here I go. I'm on my last beach ball. That means I'm on beach ball number nine. Coloring all my beach balls blue. Are you? Okay, I've got nine beach balls that are blue. I'll give you a few more seconds to finish that up. Okay, boys and girls, finished or not, put down that blue crayon. It's okay, don't panic. And let's count the beach buckets, the pails and the buckets, the pails. We'll call them pails, pails, buckets, sand pails. The buckets? Okay, either one, buckets or pails. Let's count them with our fingers. Ready? Go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Nine. See, now I feel a little confused. What's a good strategy to make sure I counted it all? Yes, find your pencil. Let's put a dot on each bucket or pail, whatever you want to call it. You put sand in it and you play. Let's put a pencil mark on each one. Make sure we counted it. Ready? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, for sure I got all nine. And then I didn't forget any and I didn't recount any. I love my strategy. Okay, put down your pencil. Do you see that some of the beach pails or beach buckets, whatever you want to call them, some of them have polka dots. Let's color the ones with polka dots red. So find your red crayon, any kind of red will work. And the ones with polka dots, let's color those red, even the handles and the polka dots. So find all the beach pails with polka dots and color them red. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I can use my Texas voice. Yes, I can. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. I have nine beach umbrellas and nine beach balls, and now I have nine beach pails. But, you know, we could call them buckets. All right, I have colored all the polka-dotted buckets red. Let's color the striped ones. Ready? Green. Find your green crayon. Any kind of green will do. I just picked up my yellowish greenish color, and that's the one I'm going to use. And let's color the pails with the stripes green. Color the handle, color the stripes, color those green. All right. So all together, I have nine beach umbrellas. How many beach balls? Nine, exactly. How many beach buckets? Nine, because nine is our number for the day. Nine is our number for the day. Okay, I have finished coloring all of my beach umbrellas. I'm going to give you a few more seconds, and then we're going to put down our crayons and start our next thing. All right. Okay, put down all your crayons. Let's practice counting to nine by counting the beach umbrellas. Take your finger, point to the umbrellas. Let's count them. Ready, go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. And if you get stuck, you're not sure if you counted it or if you counted it again, what can you do? Yes, you can mark it off with a dot or an X or something with your pencil. All right, let's touch the beach balls with our fingers and count the beach balls. Ready, begin. Count with me. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Last time, touch the beach buckets and let's count those together. Ready, begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Awesome! You're so smart. All right, pick up your pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page with our pencils. You're going to see a row of numbers going across. That's the number nine. Let's trace the first one. Ready? We're going to start at the top. I always trace the circle, and then I do the straight line going down. That's how I make my nine. Start at the top, I trace the circle, and then I do the straight line going down. Move over, let's do it again. I start at the top, trace my circle, up and down. Move over, start at the top, trace the circle, down. Move over, we're tracing our last one. Trace the circle, start at the top, go straight down. Okay, move over. It's our turn to write our very own number nine. Let's do it neatly. I'm starting at the top and making the circle, and then I'm making a straight line going down. Oh, it looks so pretty. Move over, do it again. Do your best printing. I start by making the circle, then I touch the top and go straight down. Let's do it again. Move over. Make your number nine. Keep it neat. And the last time we're going to do it. Ready? Go. I always make my circle. Then I make a straight line going down. Alrighty. Those all say nine. That's the number nine. Nine, 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 nine. Nine, 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 nine. Nine. Okay, boys and girls, look at the turtles. We're going to look for a turtle that has nine spots on his shell. Let's count the first turtle spots. Ready? One, two, three, four. No. Let's try the next one. These look really close together, so I'm going to mark them off when I count them. I'm just going to put a little slash through it if I've counted it with my pencil. Ready? You do it too. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yes, there's our turtle circle him. Okay, scoot over. We're going to look at the backpacks. We're going to count and see which rack or which cubbies have 9. Ready? Count the first rack of backpacks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There it is. That's ours. Circle it. The next one only has, let's count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope, that's not our number for the day. We'll leave that alone. And then we have some dominoes. Let's count the dots on the first domino. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There it is. Circle it. The next domino only has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not today. All right, do you see the ladybug? I want you to draw 9 spots on the ladybug, just like the turtle. But we're going to draw them ourselves. With your pencil, draw 9 dots on the ladybug. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, go back and make sure you drew 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I did. Did you? Okay, scoot over. Do you see those boxes in each box? Almost each box has a circle inside of it. That's called a 10 frame. And we're going to color in those circles with our pencil. You're going to fill in the circle with your pencil. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, you're just coloring it in. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. There are 9 counters in the 10 frame. And our last part shows 2 numbers. Circle the number that shows 9. Which number says 9? You should know it because we just practiced writing it. It has a circle and a straight line going down. You see it? That other number is 4. That's not our number. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole page. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.